Machiavellian is Columinati. All through your body. Blows like a 12-gauge shot.
And welcome back to the No Funeral Pod Tape. I am Brian Cook of Mind Splinter Radio and the No Funeral Music blog. And it has been a while since we've done one of these, but there's a reason for that. I have upgraded the arsenal and I got more firepower at my disposal here. And so this pod tape being half podcast, half mixtape, is going to be very similar to the other ones, but hopefully a more refined and elegant version. And the big feature of tonight is tonight's in-between song banter and samples and noise and collages and all that happy stuff is all from The Sopranos. So we're going to take a journey to North Jersey tonight and relive some of the exploits of the Soprano crime family. So enjoy and stay tuned, and I will meet you back here momentarily.
There he is, Billy. Bill. So where you going?
Hey Tony, I gotta meet John down the restaurant.
You fucking cocksucker. Jesus Christ. Mister, you okay in there?
Oh.
You
alright? You know, you fucking cocksucker? Where's my fucking money?
I'll get it. My neck, Tony.
And what do you think, I'm an asshole?
Right? No.
Huh?
No, Tony.
I can't hear you.
No, please. Tony.
You got 24 hours.
Call 911, they're on their way. It's alright. Seriously, Paul, you want to talk about fucking up?
Watch it, Chrissy.
Why? I thought we're being honest here. You got some balls, you know that? All of you. You want to talk about self-control? How about you, Sil? Fucking every slut you got working in the place when you got a wife and kids at home?
Guys, whoa, whoa.
Christopher.
Oh, you, Paulie. Yeah, remember last winter in the woods with the Russian guy?
Christopher, I'm fucking warning you.
There he goes, Mr. Type A personality.
We are here to talk about you killing yourself with drugs, not my fucking personality.
That's right.
I'm gonna kill myself? The way you fucking are, you gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
Oh, oh.
Sit down.
You're talking to the boss here.
Good, maybe someone will smack some goddamn sense into him.
Great, my own mother. Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Oh, hey, son of a...
Guys!
We'll be right back.
fury on somebody.
The fuck? I don't know. Kick the door down.
Fury, right? We are for the money. No. The boss money.
Oh, the money. Okay, yeah, sure. For the sure. Get out of place, man.
Give me una bella televisione. HD TV compatible.
Good. Non lo so. Mi piace una plasma, man.
You guys want some drink, beer, soda? Just the money.
$10%, like $7,500. So then,
give me $1,000.
$1,000 more?
Christopher said 10%.
$1,000.
Can't fucking believe this. You're ripping us off for Gino. This is bullshit.
Come on, Maria. You said this is a new guy, so I'm gonna love.
Did you say that?
fucking touches me.
But make it easy on us all. Take them off. Everything.
We open the books, but they also weigh it down. The stationary period. When I was coming up, this would never happen to new-made guys. Too many people were doing the simulcast.
Well, maybe you fuck.
Do me a favor. And don't take it personally.
Welcome back to the No Funeral Podcast here in the tail-ending days of October 2012. That right there was a double shot of Napalm Death. We had Unchallenged Hate and Mentally Murdered. Both of those were off of the Peel Sessions record. So I wanted to go back a few years after playing three fairly new songs in a row, all albums that came out this year. Before that, we had Burned by either Z-Balba or She-Balba. I've heard it both ways. So it's one of the two, but it's the Mayan name for the underworld is what Z-Balba comes from. So that was off of their new album, Hasta La Muerte. Before that, we had Brain Death, brand new Acacia Strain off of Death Is the Only Mortal. And we started that set off with brand new Pig Destroyer. That was The Diplomat off of Book Burner. And I would really recommend you go get all three of those albums and then check out the used bin for a copy of the old Napalm Death. You're looking for the Peel Sessions there. So we're going to get back into the music now. Coming up next is something a little special. We're going to go back into the time machine and go to Metallica. But this isn't just any Metallica. This is from Cliff Burton's last show with Metallica in Sweden. This is Whiplash. Enjoy.
got some fucking crazy fuckers here, but I don't know, man. Hey, turn around. Look, there's people sitting down and shit over there. And over there. What the fuck? Should we all sit down or what? Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
So, take it easy.
I'm losing my balls over here. This fucking moron's playing Hazel. Get the fuck out of here.
I was just trying to sweep the tea away from
you. Why now? Leave it there.
I don't know. I was just...
What? Where do you get these fucking idiots, huh? Where do you get them? I'm sweeping the cheese. I'm trying to get the... Leave the fucking cheese there, all right? I love fucking cheese at my feet. I stick motherfucking provolone in my socks at night so they smell like your sister's crotch in the morning. All right? So leave the fucking cock-sucking cheese where it is! Here, go ahead. Have a good time. 800.
Call.
And why don't you go fix a fucking dick, whatever the fuck it is you do.
I told you to back the fuck off, Beansy.
I did. Then I put it in drive.
Oh, you think this is funny? That guy might never walk again. Did you know that? And for what? Because he didn't dope you enough? Because he didn't visit you in the can? When's the last time you visited anybody in the can, Richie? When's the last time you gave a fuck about anybody or Richie Aprile? Now you remember one thing, this you better hear. You want to talk all this old school bullshit about the rules? Well, here's a rule you might remember. I'm the motherfucking one who calls the shots. And you better pay me the respect that I gave your brother or we're gonna have a problem. A bad one. Now get the fuck out of here.
All right, Tony.
Yeah. All right.
What?
No, Coke. Well, you don't keep it on you? I gotta go to the deli in Nutley.
Tony.
You don't sell that shit along those routes, you understand me?
I'm working with Junior on this.
I don't give a shit if you're working with Walmart. Knock it the fuck off.
Turn around here. We're selling for a house.
You get off of your plate just picking up garbage.
Now, if you and that fucking association and that cocksucker below don't let me expand.
Are you fucking still on or what? After 5 years, the cops are finally leaving garbage alone. A drug bust on one of those routes, it's a different story. You got the FBI, the DEA, all those fucking pricks are gonna be breathing down our necks again.
Some coke. What is the big deal?
You're my uncle. You wanna deal drugs, it's your business. You do it on association garbage routes, it's my fucking business. It stops today. You got it? Don't give me your fucking Manson lamps. Just fucking stop. Another thing, don't tip a truck on a problem customer. You know, I fucking hate the way you make me fucking ride you. Now get the fuck out of here.
We are the new generation. We are the new unity. And I'm not a good man to be believed. That's the kind of a freedom. The gods were all for the same. You know that we fall in justice and unity.
Welcome back to the No Funeral Pod Tape. That there was the Almighty Ringworm with Justice Replaced by Revenge. Was told by the Human Furnace there should be a new record coming out this year. This year being 2013, not 2012. They're not gonna crank it out in November just to meet the Christmas season or whatever. If you think they're gonna do that, you obviously don't know that band. And before that, we had The Filth by Harp. That'd be New Orleans Harp, not them other guys, the Harp Machine, whoever they are. Before that was Stay Cold by Trapped Under Ice, off of the first record, appropriately titled Stay Cold. And we started that off with Whiplash by Metallica from Cliff Burton's last show. So we got more stuff coming up for you here as we steer on through the podcast, or going back in the time machine one more time. Coming up next, this is Poison Idea from the Northwest with Alan's on Fire off of the classic album Feel the Darkness. And I want to give a big shout out to Tupac chilling in Cuba. You know, he provided us with our backing music tonight, so thank you for that one. I know Tupac's listening. So enjoy Poison Idea, and we'll be back.
Talked to my uncle the other day, Rich.
Yeah. I heard.
So we were clear on this drug shit, right, Richie? Now, the reason I'm asking, you know, $850,000 is a pretty big nut. I don't know if your parole job at the fish market's gonna cover it.
Tell me about it. These walls, skim coat, not that plain sheetrock shit.
Not only that,
they put on a lawn this year, it's new. When you put your lawn in?
Oh, and the planner checked the almanac, and he said there's a 65% historical chance of rain on the 12th. So he wants to get a tent for backup, so what do you think?
I can't decide on shit like that. Janice, come on.
Okay. But when you start bitching, when you see the bill, don't.
My kid hit me up for $5,000 today to go to England for these dance contests.
Yeah, but little Ricky's still coming to the wedding, right?
Rick. Rick. Richard. How many fucking times I gotta tell you? It was little Ricky when he was 12 years old.
Jesus, all right. He's still coming, right?
He wouldn't miss an opportunity to fucking foxtrot and tango in front of everybody.
Ballroom dancing is a legitimate art form.
Carries my name, Richard. Fucking disgraziato. I'm gonna be Jackie. I couldn't have a son like that.
You know, you came home with a fucking attitude today. You know, I've been in this house cooking your fucking dinner and taking care of that fucking black hole upstairs all day.
Your voice down. She hears everything.
Not tonight. I gave it to Nebutals. Because I thought maybe we'd want to have sex. But not likely.
My fucking dinner on the table and keep your mouth shut.
Will you shut up? But just because he's a ballroom dancer, you think your son is gay? And what if he was gay? What difference does it make? Oh. Oh.
And welcome back to the No Funeral Pod Tape as we wrap it up this evening here in late October. That was Pulling Teeth with From Birth. Before that, we had Spawn of Possession with Hidden in Flesh off their album Cabinet. And we started that set off with Poison Idea, Alan's on Fire off of the Feel the Darkness album. And we're about to wrap it up here. Hope you enjoyed all the Sopranos segments this evening. I thought I enjoyed them. Hope you enjoyed the music. Feel free to reach me at probably Facebook's the best way to do it. Either Facebook/NoFuneral or Facebook/MindSplinterRadio. I'm on both of those. I'd like to say thank you to Rocky, who couldn't be on the air tonight. He is losing his mind in law school. Hey, Nick, you got anything you want to add? Yeah, so Nick has that, and we will see you back here next week. Everyone take it easy. We're going to close this show out with Johnny Cash. Enjoy.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna